Welcome back to this 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith. We're going to meet another amazing actress. Her name is...
Tammy Cates.
She's known for her extensive work in film, television, and theater. She established herself as a powerhouse on the indie scene, starting with Robert Townsend's Hollywood Shuffle. She has a very cool scene there, very funny, but she has all kinds of credits from Mork and Mindy,
Shawspot,
Nanu Nanu,
to Love American Style. And she's currently in a pretty awesome film called Man Camp, so we're going to go into that. But why don't we just get Tammy on the phone, and let's see what she has to offer you. And here we go.
Hello.
Hey, Tammy, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Amazing, as usual. Wow, I was going over your resume. You were in a lot of shows that I used to watch all the time. I used to love American Style.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it was actually the first L.A. professional job I did. I had already been doing theater here, but I got cast in that, and Claudia Wells was in that.
Did you get your SAG card on that show?
No, I actually got a Taft Hartley on a Mork and Mindy episode that was shooting in Colorado when I was a teenager.
Awesome. So you met Robin Williams in person?
Yeah, I was the only local hire. The Mork and Mindy episode took place in Boulder, Colorado, so they shot a couple episodes every year in Boulder. It was great. And also Gary Marshall directed that, and then years later, Gary directed me in a play here. So it was kind of this really cool moment.
That's pretty cool. Actually, I want to say you look really good for 125 years old.
I think I love you, Johnny.
Okay, on your Internet Movie Database page, your first credit says 1895, Love American Style.
Oh my God, I will have to look. I don't know. I don't know what that's about. I thought you were joking.
No.
Oh, you're right. Oh my God, look at that.
Hollywood's been good to you.
Hollywood's been good to me, that's right. Let me tell you, I was a babe back then. I was a real babe.
So, Silver Spoons, did you work with Ricky Schroeder?
No, he was not in the episode I worked on.
Oh, okay. But Knots Landing.
That was actually kind of a big deal. They did a 10-episode arc of the younger versions of, and I played the young Michelle Lee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Nicolette Sheridan played the young Michelle Phillips.
Awesome. Since your special skills or your hobbies are like skiing, you ski locally up here, like Big Bear, Wrightwood?
Well, I'm a third-generation Denverite, so I grew up skiing in the Rocky Mountains. So, the slopes here a little too easy for me.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
I actually love Utah. It's a little closer, and what I do love to go back to Colorado and ski, but I have so much family in Denver that it's hard to kind of get away and get to the mountains.
I find that interesting. Your kids were raised here in L.A., then they said, all right, I'm going back to Colorado.
Isn't that funny? Well, the youngest one went to Boulder, which is where we went, and then fell in love with it. And then the older one was changing careers, and my husband said, you know, why don't you just reinvent yourself? Why don't you give Denver a shot? And so he did, and he's been there ever since.
That's great. So you even did some print work for your skiing skills, right?
I have, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, that was kind of cool. Hey, by the way, your LA casting page is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, it is. Did you do all those videos and individual clips and put those up there?
Yes, I certainly downloaded them. I mean, when I do a job, I usually work with an editor to tighten up my clip. And then I download all the clips or the reel to the various sites that actors are supposed to have them on.
It's really, really great. I did all this research, all these different websites. I'm like, I could have just went here and saw them all. I found it last.
Well, and actually for fun, you know, I feel like I did so many things long, long ago that are not on my sites anymore because they're not relevant to show stuff that I did, you know, in the 80s and 90s. So on my YouTube channel, I have all those oldies but goodies because I want my kids to watch them, you know. I feel like I did them. I want them to be somewhere. And so I put those on my YouTube channel.
But it's great, you know, from the Robert Townsend Hollywood Shuffle where you're making out with him when he's getting that award or trying to kiss.
Well, he's the funny thing about that is I am only in that one scene, right? And that clip is the clip that they showed on The Tonight Show and the Academy Awards. That one clip was the clip that they showed. So I was actually very lucky.
Yeah, and the Love American Style clip, I mean, that was a great scene. I mean, you owned it. You owned it.
Thank you.
So
thank
great.
You. Thank you.
It's like a lot of your scenes are always like a family and lots of arguing.
Yeah.
It's always drama.
I wouldn't know anything about that in real life.
Yeah, of course. That one film, Duke, wow.
Oh, isn't that beautiful? Yeah.
I just saw clips of it, and it was amazing.
You know, it's just a short. It's a real story of a boy that's in Malibu, and he actually came to the set, and he came to all the screenings and stuff like that, but it's based on his life and his relationship with his mother. mother, and of course I play the therapist that teaches the severely autistic boy to communicate through typing. That played around the world. It has been in more film festivals. I mean, it has been everywhere, all around the world.
Yeah, we've been all around the world. All around the world.
It has won dozens and dozens of awards. It's a beautifully made little short.
And that actor that plays Duke, he's just a normal actor, but he's playing that, right? Because it's very convincing.
Oh, yeah. And
it's really good.
He stayed in character the entire time. The entire week he shot, he stayed in character.
Wow, that's pretty good.
He actually lives in Atlanta. He's not an L.A. actor. He self-submitted and then flew in for a callback. And then when he was cast, he came to L.A. and really committed. He worked with an acting coach and he stayed in character the entire time.
Wow, so you said self-submitted. I noticed you have an Actors Access profile and, of course, L.A. Casting. Do you do any yourself submitting or are you just relying on your agents?
A lot. My favorite story actually is Man Camp, which is a feature film that's now streaming on Amazon. I mean, I would say I could go through my resume and I would say a huge percentage are jobs that I searched, that I self-submitted or I fought for. So on Man Camp, I happened to see what they were looking for.
Right.
The description was Teresa, 52 to 54, mother of three sons, can do comedy, drama, comfortable with the romantics, kind of sexy scene, and Mediterranean looking. And I went on IMDb Pro and I looked up everybody involved with the project and only one producer had a personal email. And I emailed him and I said, as opposed to asking for an audition, I said, you need to see me. You need to meet me. And he came to LA and they were auditioning people and I walked into the room and I guess by the time I walked out of the room, they said it was a done deal, that it was my part.
Yeah.
It was my part. So they had me do a comedy scene, a drama scene. I made the director cry on the drama scene that I did and then was thrilled a month and a half later I was cast to find out that Pete Gardner from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend was going to play my boyfriend. I mean, I was just like ecstatic.
He's funny.
Yeah.
I like when your kid's kidnapping him and bringing him back when you finally realized the mistake. Or when they walked into the camp and they caught you. Oh my God. I don't want to give it away, but it's funny. You're really good.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I love that movie. I'm really proud of it.
Because a lot of actresses that they're great at drama. I mean, they got drama down, but you're really great at comedy as well.
You know, it's so funny because I really feel like I'm a dramatic actress, but I do a lot of comedy. I have the lead with Tracy Savage in The Bone Garden. It's a buddy-buddy, two middle-aged broad horror film.
Yeah.
And I play a cougar. I bring young boys home. I have my way with them. And then I chop off their heads.
Don't give it away.
I won't. Well, but anyways, I'm the comic relief. And here I think I'm dramatic, but I do get cast a lot in comedies.
But that's why it's funny, because you're not trying to be funny.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But it has to be well-written.
Uh-huh.
It like has to be really well-written. And if it's well-written, I know what to do with it. Yeah.
Right, because you're playing it serious, but the content makes it funny.
Yeah, it's pretty creepy.
It's pretty creepy. There's a lot of blood. A lot of blood.
Yeah, there's a lot of blood.
So you're just a natural born actress. I mean, one of your quotes said you're going to be doing it forever. So that, to me, means create or perish, right?
You know, it never occurred to me. I mean, never, ever, ever occurred to me that I should be doing something else. I started putting on plays in my backyard when I was 3. I rode my bike when I was 11. I saw auditions to Peter Pan 10 miles from my house in Denver, and I rode my bike there. It never occurred to me that I should be doing something else.
So you tell those young actors, when I was your age, I used to get on my bike and I read 10 miles in the
snow.
All the way to theater. And now you guys just turn your Zoom on and you act in your living room. BS.
That's right. That's right. Although what I do tell them is I tell them to do theater. I do tell them to take classes. I do tell them that it's just not going to happen just because they think they want it. That they have to develop a skill and a talent and learn how to own it.
There's more after you get an agent? That's not it? Wow. Wow. You have to actually work? You just lost all the millennials.
Right.
Nobody wants to work anymore.
I know. But listen, being in LA as many years as I've been here, there certainly are the people that have gotten off the bus that just have the right physicality and that they've never done anything in their entire life and it's kind of handed to them.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them that I knew way back when that was their story and how easy it was, none of them are still actors. They just didn't have that passion. I feel like I'm an artist. I feel like I was born with a desire to be pursuing this art.
So what do you do to keep challenging yourself?
Well, that's a lovely question. I think that it is just so much a part of who I am that it's not anything that, in terms of career, I think I just am very business oriented and I'm always on top of it. I'm always looking for work. Prior to the pandemic, I would network a lot. I would just search out. I would find out who was doing what, and I would just kind of handle my business. The other part of that question is I also live a really super duper duper normal life. I married my childhood sweetheart. We're the parents of two amazing sons. I do volunteer work. I have my pet charity is Kid Cancer.
Oh, yeah.
We have as a family raised thousands, and I've personally raised thousands and thousands for kid cancer research.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I just am kind of this normal person that's an artist, and I kind of balance it all out.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. When I was looking at some of your clips, I was like, not on all of them, just one of them. It kind of reminded me of Deborah Winger a little bit.
Do you ever
get that?
Thank you. No, but I love that. I even love you more, Johnny.
A lot of actors, you can see sometimes they're in the scene, they're not in the scene, but I notice people that have a theater experience, they're there 24/7 action to cut. And I see you got a lot of theater experience. And The Baby Dance, you won a Best Actress Award?
Yeah, The Baby Dance is really, there are a couple plays that I would say are plays that will resonate with me forever and ever and ever. And The Baby Dance certainly is one of those. And I actually initiated that when I was pregnant with my second son. I wanted to be doing something. I wanted to be working on something. And here I was really pregnant and somebody recommended The Baby Dance. It was in a theater company called the American Renegade Theater in NoHo, North Hollywood in Los Angeles. I put on the entire first act for the company just as an exercise. And people were blown away and they said, we've got to do this. This play has to be done. And then I gave birth and worked for a year on the details of co-producing with the theater. And we hired at the start of her amazing career, Jessica Kapsansky, who's the artistic director of the Boston Court Theater in Pasadena. She was just at the start of her directing career outside of getting her master's. And it was the serendipity cast that came together. And we still have reunions. It was magical. We ran forever. I still go to auditions today that if the people will look at it on my resume and go, oh my God, I saw that. That's one of the plays I will never forget. That was so powerful.
That's
like
great.
It was just magical. There's a lot of indie projects. And when you do theater, you're used to being a part of the team, not just doing your job. And so when I get cast in a film, sometimes people have to say to me, especially on the set on Man Camp, they just said, no, just be an actor. Don't worry about helping out.
Exactly.
You know, I'm so used to being a part of the team and let's create art. And let's do something that's wonderful and move people and or make them laugh or make them cry. Sometimes I have to be told, you're hired as an actor. Just do your job.
Too many hats. Too many hats.
Right.
But
right.
You've done some of the other stuff, so you appreciate everybody's work. You know what the script supervisor's doing. You know what the producer's
doing.
Yeah,
right.
So on Malfunction, well, you're originally hired as an actor and then you kind of mooched your way into the producer, or how'd that work out?
The people that created it, I had done a feature film called Grief, which was another one that I had just submitted on, which is also now on Amazon as well. So that's running on Amazon. I have two movies on Amazon right now, and it's a beautiful movie. I mean, it's very sad.
Uh-huh.
And they reached out to me and asked me if I wanted to play this role, and I said yes. And that post-production wasn't moving really swiftly. There seemed to be some problems with post-production. And so I just said, can I help find an editor? Let me shop around and let me see if I can take some of this burden off so that we can get this project going. And found an editor, and they said, well, we'll give you this credit. I said, it's not necessary. So that was really my involvement.
Right. And a check.
Yeah.
That was great. Oh, by the way, actors, I hope you were listening to what she said about doing that research on the Internet Movie Database. If you have a pro account, there's a lot of tools available that a lot of people don't know about. You heard how she got that email address. Anyway, pay attention to that. That's very valuable information.
Absolutely. And the other thing I do is I go and I look at people that I've worked with in the past, producers, directors, some of the actors, and I look and see what are they doing now, what projects are they associated with, and I try to stay in touch with them if I felt like I had a rapport, or if I know that they're doing something else, if a producer's doing another show, I might drop him a note and remind him that we work together, and please keep me in mind.
Wow, that's great. A young actor coming into the business today, what advice would you have for them?
Well, I think it's really, really important to be a normal human being, and I think if you view yourself as an artist, if you are a painter, you may paint and have lots of canvases in your house and hope for some gallery showings, but you still have to have a job to pay your bills. And I think a lot of actors think that they may shoot a couple commercials and they're fully capable of working. They may not get another commercial or another paid job for quite some time, and then they're kind of floundering, which creates this chip on your shoulder. It creates negativity. You can feel somebody's struggle. You can smell it. And when they come in a room, there's a desperation. And I think if you look at yourself as an artist through and through, and that you will always be that artist, then you work to also not only pursue that art, be trained, handle your business side of being an artist, but also work on having a really beautiful, full life. Because if you're going to do this for the next 80 years, you might want to have a wonderful group of friends. You might want to be a wonderful child to your parents and parent to your children and partner to your mate. You might want to give back to the world by volunteering, and you might want to just live life. And all of those things that you live life, you bring to your art.
Wow.
I mean, you totally bring to your art. I think what I bring to the screen changed after I became a mom. When I really understood what it was like to become a mom, I think that what I have brought in some of those mom roles is because I really understand the depth of parenthood.
Wow. Well, your Love American style character at that age, what advice would you give her right now if you could?
At that age, I really was so nervous about wearing little tiny shorts and a little tiny top, and I thought I just did not have the figure to pull that off, and I was so self-conscious. And now I look back on that and I'm like, damn, I looked fine. And I think I would have told myself to relax. You are who you are. They hired you. They want you. I actually had auditioned for the show 5 different times, and they just called me and gave me that part.
That's great.
So I guess I was on their radar.
Yeah.
And I think I would have said, just be confident in who you are. But I also think that that's really a typical 20-year-old sort of view of yourself, the insecurities.
True, but it didn't come off there. Like I say, you owned that whole scene. So wrapping up here, I want to know a little bit about Wood Floors. Is it in pre-production where you play Rachel? What's that about?
The gentleman who wrote and produced, Mike Guthridge, who wrote and produced The Bone Garden, has written this feature film that he's working on trying to pull it together. It's two sisters that own a house, and there's some odd things going on across the street. And the one sister, my role is the realtor that wants to sell this house, but my other sister doesn't leave the house. She's got agoraphobia. Is that what that is, where she doesn't leave the house, and yet I want to sell this family house and be done with it. But Mike tends to love kind of horror films, so it leans toward horror. So he's just working to pull that together.
Okay, but that's not the other one where you play the realtor where that guy's naked on the balcony. That's a whole different movie.
No, no, that's Grease. No, that's
right. Grease. Yeah. Okay, that's a great scene.
And it was pretty funny. The senior couple across the street was pretty funny.
That was great. Wow. Okay, so wrap it up here. Is there anything else you'd like to say that we didn't cover?
No, the only thing I would like to say is I sat and listened to a number of your wonderful podcasts.
Oh.
I think you do a wonderful, wonderful job. And I love how you have people on there that are brand new, that are in high school, that don't live in LA, and you show them the same respect and love and interest. And I just want to compliment you. I think you are really where you should be, and you do a very, very good job.
Thank you. I know. I do interview a lot of 13-year-old girls or 8 years old. It's so funny. I get along great with kids for some reason. I think my goal now in Hollywood is just to be a host of a children's show. That would be awesome.
I think you'd be great. I think you would be fabulous. Because I walk for exercise. I've listened to a lot of actor podcasts, and I get really bored because I feel like I'm being talked down to.
Yeah.
And so I don't actually listen to them anymore. I like true crime. But I really like yours. It's really different. It's really different.
Yeah, thank you.
So glad you're doing this.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for taking time out of your day to be on my podcast. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And you have a lovely rest of the weekend.
All right. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Tammy, KAITZ.com for more information. It's time for the lesson. Lesson 1. Everybody sit down. JK's going to take you for a ride uptown. Ayo, this is the story of the Hollywood game. Choose your path careful, you're the only one to blame. When it comes to things that you don't know, stick to the rules and just say no. Because you're young, you're eager, you want in the movies. Don't think you'll get there by giving up your beauty. They'll use you, abuse you, throw you out like trash. And then you'll discover that you're out of cash. Now your heart, your soul is somewhere on the shelf. And you're walking through the streets now talking to yourself. The lesson. Well, you heard lesson 1, it's time for lesson 2. Have a choice, and the choice is up to you. I came to Hollywood to be a rich and famous star, but for now I'm waiting tables and I'm tending someone's bar. Pictures, classes, agents, where the heck does it all end? Every time I turn around, I'm starting over again. I finally got a break with a 5 line and under. My life was starting to roar like lightning and thunder. The phone rings, hello, I'm cast in a pilot. My life's been out of control, just like an LA riot. I walked off
the set, said to heck with this old man. The phone's not even ringing and my life is in the can. The lesson. Yep, final lesson here, of course it's number three. Now remember, I'm an actor to be or not to be. When the going got tough, I climbed into the bottle. I'm back on my feet now, revving my throttle on the climb to the top. It's the same old games, but now I'm kicking butt and I'm taking some names. Clawing, scraping, screaming, it was a long, hard crawl, but it was all worth it. I'm a box office draw, opportunity was there and I took it with a punch. Not now, baby, but let's do lunch. There's a big piece of pie and you should grab your portion. And you can be like me, enjoying fame and fortune. Boom! That's the lesson. I'm your host, Johnny Key. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.